is Wednesday, August 17th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for listening to this program and to RBN. For people who can handle the truth, please consider donating to the RBN Pledge Drive. You may donate online at republicbroadcasting.org or by mail or by phone at 800-724-2719. If you have not already donated, please consider doing that now. If you wish to see information on past or future guests for this program, go to spingola.com. To listen to any previous programs on RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org. The archives are accessible for only $1.33 per month. That's quite a bargain. Dr. Ed Kendrick, in one of his emails, referenced a significant site that I have posted on today's date called The Jewish Hand Behind the Internet, Google, Facebook, Wikipedia, Yahoo, MySpace, and eBay. I personally do not use or recommend Facebook or other social networking sites. This site is a great read. I hope that you will go there. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is William Fink. His website is mk.christogenia.org, and he also has a couple of other websites. Welcome to the program, William.
Hello, Deanna. Praise Christ. Actually, my main website is christogenia.org, but mkchristogenia.org represents my interest in Adolf Hitler and in World War II.
Okay, that stands for Mein Kampf, right?
Yes. The Christian struggle in the world is Adolf Hitler's struggle, and as long as Christians get most of their information from the Jewish-controlled media, we're never going to come to that realization.
Very interesting. I did listen to part one of Hitler and Christianity this morning and found it very interesting.
Well, thank you. I had actually pulled a lot of those notes, hoping to present them here.
Yeah, that would be great. It was very interesting, and I intend to listen to the other two sections, the other two parts, part two and three. You have a lot of information on your website, and I can tell that you are a good researcher, that you appreciate history, and that you have studied a lot. Apparently, you've been doing this for, what, 10 years or longer?
Well, I've been on the Internet for 3 years. My research is 12 or 14 years old. I became interested in history, and especially in the conspiratorial view of history, when I read a book by A. Ralph Epperson called The Unseen Hand, and that sent me on a trek into a deep study of history, but mostly from the Bible and the classics, believe it or not, because I wanted to understand the foundations of Western civilization. So I'm a Bible student, a New Testament translator. I have my own New Testament. I read Koine Greek, and I've done a lot of studies in the classics, such as Herodotus, Thucydides, Homer, Hesiod, all of the ancient Greek writers. And that provides us with the foundation for understanding the history of our race. When I say our, I mean the white peoples of Europe, and how we got there here from there. In other words, how we've run the course of history and the powers involved. I fully believe that all Europeans should be Christians, and I could discuss our origins in Mesopotamia at great length.
All right. That sounds interesting, but first we have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, William Fink. Stay tuned.
Gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street. Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must get
help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
My guest today is William Fink, and one of his other websites is saxonmessenger.christogenia.org. And I do have those on the radio schedule page so that you can just go to that page and click and go to his website. Okay, so you were talking about the importance of studying not just recent history, but ancient history, such as the like the fall of the Roman Empire, that great classic, and even Flavius Josephus, I think, is important.
Josephus is extremely important in understanding who the Jews are.
Right.
And Josephus, it's proven in the New Testament that the Jews are not the people of Israel of the Old Testament that they claimed to be. But the proof of that and full corroboration of that is found in the pages of Flavius Josephus, who informs us that the Edomites of the Bible had infiltrated, and the other Canaanite peoples had infiltrated the kingdom of Judea and became, quote-unquote, Judeans by the 2nd century B.C. And this is fully manifest in the pages of Josephus, and it's also corroborated by the books of the Maccabees, which Josephus followed, where he could, because they're not complete. That the New Testament, it is the final corroboration of that, that the Christ denounced the Judeans who resisted him, and Paul fully explains that he cared only for the Israelites in Judea who are white and who are the progenitors of much of European culture, and that can be proven. We would have to go back from 1500 to 700 B.C. to understand that. And all of that is very important in understanding modern history, because Adolf Hitler, as he warns us time and again, in Mein Kampf, and reading Mein Kampf and understanding ancient history, one would find that Hitler was actually a man of great vision, and the Jews hated him very much for speaking the truth. He knew that the Aryan man was the pinnacle of God's creation. Nature proves that because it's the Aryan man who is the progenitor of culture, of all cultures throughout the world. And it could be greatly argued that even the higher cultures of the East had their origins in the Aryan races who migrated into China and Tibet and those areas. And that can be substantiated through archaeology. The Jew is the destroyer of all civilization, and he always has been. International mercantilism and Talmudism are one and the same. And Adolf Hitler proved that over and over again, and our history of the last 60 years fully vindicates Adolf Hitler. The Talmud is the real religion of the Jew, and the Talmud is basically a book which vindicates the Jewish theft of all property throughout the world. The Jews have done that through imposing upon us today in this age capitalism. And capitalism, it is basically a monopoly held by the Jewish banks to create all of our money. And when you let one monopoly create all of your money and charge interest for it, the inevitable result is that that monopoly owns the entire world. That's inevitable. It has to be that way. There is no avoiding that. And that's the system that we live under today. And we think we're free, and we're paying 60-70% of our income in taxes, both direct and hidden. We are slaves. Adolf Hitler sought to free Germany from that slavery. Weimar Germany was totally under the thumb of the international Jews and the bankers, and just as much a victim of the depression which they orchestrated in the 1930s as the rest of the Western world. Adolf Hitler broke Germany from the Jewish slavery capitalism, vulture capitalism, and Germany started producing its own money. Germany had an economic boom in the 1930s, free from the central banking system, and therefore Germany had to be destroyed by the Jews. They had no choice.
So obviously you don't believe that Hitler was a Rothschild or a Jew, as so many people say. It just is preposterous because there's so much evidence, and so many people have written about this, that he absolutely was not. And just the fact that he related to the Jews during World War II, I mean, he confiscated their treasures, he confiscated their homes, and basically, Frederick Morton, the Rothschild biographer, maintains that Hitler was basically the Rothschild's worst enemy.
Well, without a doubt. Germany, as I said, had an economic boom in the 1930s that if Americans and Englishmen were awake instead of being propagandized by the exclusively Jewish media from overseas, from Europe. The Jews had full control of the English media, and Reuters had exclusive ability to distribute news to America from Europe, and except for a couple of major publications, by the time of the rise of Hitler and the build-up to World War II, the Jews had practically controlled the American media at that time.
Right. Even before, way before. Right.
The Wall Street Journal, 1895, that the And so on and so forth. They controlled the media outlets, which they didn't control directly. They controlled through their advertising agencies.
Right. And they had control of the major media in France, Germany, and England before World War One, up for that war.
Yes, they did. And you could go back to Wilhelm Marr in the 1870s had written a pamphlet called the Victory of Judaism over Germanism from a non-religious point of view, and he understood that Judaism would prevail over Germanism, and that's because of the allegiances which the Jews have towards each other and their dishonesty towards the outside world. If you study Talmudism, you'd understand that the Jew has only allegiance. He is his own God and his own Messiah. The rabbis really don't believe in a God having control and action of the things which happen on earth. They believe that they are their own Messiah. They are their own Savior. And they believe that they have a right to all of the property of the so-called Gentiles or Goyim. And they practice that. That is their religion. They say this prayer every year on a Day of Atonement called the Kol Nidre, K-O-L-N-I-D-R-E, two words. And this prayer basically gives them permission to go back on all of their vows. And it's a religious clearing of their conscience, and they're atoning their own conscience. They're atoning their sins, but with their consciences, and giving themselves the moral authority to cheat and lie and steal from as much as they can from non-Jews. And that's what their real religion is. That's the real religion of the Jew.
So it's mercantilism, commercialism, capitalism, communism, all those isms that they have imposed upon us so that they can exploit our resources and the products of our labor, correct?
Well, absolutely. And we fall victim to their language, their use of our language, really. And we shouldn't allow ourselves to fall victim to that. Capitalism is not the antithesis to communism. Adolf Hitler understood that world communism and world capitalism were both pushing towards basically world Talmudism. They were both pushing from seemingly opposite extremes to the domination of Jews in a global commercial marketplace. He, in the 1920s, he wrote all this, and if we read it today, if nationalists would only read Mein Kampf and understand the last 60, 70 years of our history, we would see that Adolf Hitler was 100% right about the Jews.
Right. Now, you have a PDF file of Mein Kampf on your website. You also have the audio and book one and book two. I've listened to the audio, about half of it. I've also read, I haven't totally read the complete book, Mein Kampf, but I started quite some time ago reading it.
Well, it's a heavy read, and there's a lot of people that want to comment on Adolf Hitler, and they don't read his work, and they don't read his speeches. And if you read the work of Adolf Hitler, if you read Mein Kampf, and if you read his speeches, you would see that the man had incredible insight into what was going on in the world, what was really going on in the world, who were really the forces behind world history and all of the revolutions of Europe. And Adolf Hitler stood up against that. And Adolf Hitler was an absolute Christian. There was no doubt. He wasn't only a Christian with his lips, like churchgoers are. And most churchgoers would claim that Adolf Hitler was no Christian simply because he didn't go to church. And that's a very false assumption. Real Christians are Christian in action. And Christianity was sown in. It was organic to Adolf Hitler's political philosophy and his method of governance.
Correct. I have a little book. It's called The New Germany Desires Work and Peace, Speeches by Adolf Hitler. And it has numerous speeches. And if you just go through the speeches that he gave, and I think they're probably readily available outside of book form on the Internet, but one can, sense what he's saying. And of course, this is not what we see in the mainstream media. We see him being very passionate, and he's been misportrayed. Absolutely.
Because it's the Jewish portrayal. It's what the Jews want us to believe about Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. William, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All righty, welcome back. My guest today is William Fink, and you were talking about media control and financial control, and certainly with all what they used to call joint stock companies. They have pretty much taken over the wealth of every nation, and they've done it so that they can, let me just read something. Instead of wearing a military or political character, the dictatorship imposed by a Jewish race will be a financial, industrial, commercial dictatorship. At least for a time, it will show itself as little as possible. And that is certainly true.
If somebody wanted to, I don't have the actual link to the article or anything, but I read an article 10 years ago in the Wall Street Journal on the Wallenbergs of Sweden. And if somebody wants to understand Jewish control of a nation's industry, even when they don't own it outright, a good case study would be the Wallenbergs of Sweden. They control 10 or 12 of Sweden's top companies, Volvo, Electrolux, Ericsson. And they don't own more than 10 to 15% of any of the shares of any of those companies. However, they own enough shares to get 2 or 3 seats on the boards of every one of them. And the Wall Street Journal explained this, but the Wall Street Journal didn't explain it in order to criticize the Wallenbergs. They were actually lauding them in a lot of ways. And that's, you know, they're an excellent case study in how one Jewish family can control the industry of an entire Christian nation.
As they do here. I mean, they're 2% of the population, but look at the control they have. I mean, there are some people that sit on 50 different boards, and they make all of these decisions. And of course, they own the Federal Reserve and extract through usury the you know, the product of our labor.
Well, right, and there's no, it's absolutely inevitable that the owners of the Federal Reserve are going to become the owners of the nation because of the nature in which money is produced and in which loans are produced and paid back. But the concerning Adolf Hitler, I've heard or read a lot of the propaganda concerning Adolf Hitler. And in reality, I believe it's the Jews who are behind our, you know, our perception, those of us who perceive it so, that Hitler is a Jew. And they have their reasons for doing that. And this, to me, is the easiest way to hide the truth about Hitler from Christians. Because no true Christian patriot wants to examine the philosophy of a suspected Jew. And even a lot of people in the right wing want to make Hitler a Jew also, because that makes their lives easy. They blame Hitler for the deaths of 60 million Christians in Europe in the 1940s, and that way all of the troubles of World War II can be blamed on one quote-unquote evil Jew who it is permissible to hate. And the problem with that scenario is that it actually absolves those people who were truly responsible for the war. The Jews. The Jews started World War II. They started it in 1933. They set a course which was irreversible when Samuel Untermeyer declared war on Germany in 1933. That started World War II. The right wing, that are mostly Zionists, and they're actually worshippers of the Jews rather than Christ, they put the blame where it doesn't belong, and they let the Jews get away with history's second biggest hate crime. The second biggest hate crime in world history was the destruction of Christian Germany. And we would love to absolve ourselves, we meaning the Anglo-American people, would love to absolve ourselves, but we took part in that horrible crime.
But if you blame everything on Hitler, then you absolve yourself through that projection. You project onto other people the blame that you want to. I mean, it's
exactly.
What they do all the time.
It makes life easy, but it lets the Jews off the hook. They're responsible for World War II. It lets the Anglo-American people off the hook because then they don't have to burden the guilt that they certainly will bear at the day in the coming of Christ.
Right. And you mentioned that Samuel Untermeyer started World War II with, you know, the declaration of war, economic warfare against Germany. And that happened in April. Wasn't it April 1933?
Yes.
And this was before Hitler ever mentioned publicly the word Jew.
Well,
I mean, he'd written about it in Mein Kampf.
They read Mein Kampf, believe me. But they knew Hitler was coming to power, and they knew his policies through their own brethren in Germany, right? They fully knew what Hitler's policies were, and that Hitler's policies would exclude the aliens from reaping the benefits of the German people, but from pirating the produce of the German people.
Right.
Fascism is the thinking man's response to vulture capitalism, because fascism is free enterprise with the assurance that a nation's enterprise, wealth, technology, and all of its produce operates for the benefit of the nation and not for the benefit of the international capitalist, who would very quickly take all of a country's industry and factories and technology and move it next door to the lands of its enemies. And we've seen that today in the transfer of all of our technological wealth to China.
Right.
All of
under
our
capitalism.
Intellectual property to China.
Right.
Now have the ability to threaten us militarily because they have our technology, which they gained through the capitalist Jew.
Okay, we do have to take a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Kayla Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back. My guest today is William Fink, and that's spelled F-I-N-C-K. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, it's actually German, yes.
Good. Okay, so you have a vested interest in what you were saying, as we all should, even if we're not German.
Well, I'm actually only one quarter German. My mother was 100% English, and my father's mother was Irish.
So I'm
a Merrimut.
I'm Danish, English, Irish, and German.
Well, yes, but that's what we all came from, the same stock, and yeah, that could be established in ancient history.
Right.
Even the Irish, which many people wrongly despise. And that's because we get our view of Northern European ethnicity through the Jews that control the political discourse in London. And the Irish and the Germans and the Scots were all abused and oppressed by the English in the name of the Jews of the city.
All right. The Irish famine was absolutely the English were absolutely to blame for that. By the policies that they developed, the export policies, and Ireland was unwise in that they allowed their parliament to be dissolved, and then they kind of merged with England, and within a short period of time, the English changed the policies, and before that, Ireland produced enough food to feed itself and more. I mean, they produced enough food for 18 million people. When at the time of the famine there was only 9 million, but because of the English policies, I think a million people starved to death, plus the Rothschilds made a plan so that to furnish cheap labor for the industrialists here in America, they said, "Oh, let us help you. Let us send you to America." And the only reason that the Irish left their beloved country is because they were starving to death and had no choice. And so they came over to Manhattan, and they lived in rat-infested tenements owned by the Astor family, and worked for a dollar a day.
Well, absolutely. The Rothschilds, the Jews of the city in London were behind most of the expansion of the British Empire so that they could reap the benefits of the world's produce. That's still going on today. It's just a great deal of the control is transferred to New York, not all of it by any means, and it's under a different name. Now it's world globalism, multiculturalism, that they use all these ism words and by that, they deceive the nations. They are the Satan let out of the pit of Revelation who would be sent out to deceive all the nations. And Mystery Babylon is the world trade system and the system of multiculturalism at the hand of the Jew. And I could go very far in fully establishing that from ancient history and biblical prophecy.
And recent times, I mean, in your part one, you mentioned The Melting Pot, which Israel Zangwill wrote, and it was a play that was produced when, you said, 1909. And basically, it imposed upon the American public the idea that America was to open her arms to whomever wanted to come over. And so many of the people that came here were later from Eastern Europe, and they came here needy and... You know, it was a welfare kind of a thing, and it was a burden upon the country.
Well, right. There was a lot of discussion. I mean, I don't despise the Slavic people.
Well, I don't either.
I don't despise the white people of Southern Europe, but they have a different ideal and a different culture from the people who built this nation, and they didn't understand it. Yet they flooded into this nation in large numbers, and they were Catholics for the most part. They weren't Protestants. And they worked in opposition to the founders of this nation and actually perverted it or assisted the Jew in perverting it from the republic that it was into a democracy. And
well,
Adolf Hitler, I'm sorry.
A lot of those that fought in the 1848 revolutions came over to this country, and they were out-and-out socialists, and they came over to not to produce, not to farm the land, and to participate as earlier settlers had, but to come over with their hands out because they were socialist, and that was their mentality.
Right. I'm going to bristle a lot of people when I say that the Bible is the book of the history of the Aryan race. And Adolf Hitler didn't quite understand that, but he did understand much of it. He did say that, and so I believe today that my conduct is in accordance with the will of the Almighty Creator. In standing guard against the Jew, I am defending the handiwork of the Lord. And he also said the sin against blood and race is the hereditary sin in this world, and I could affirm that it is indeed in Genesis chapter 3, and maybe we could talk about that another time. And he goes on to say that it brings disaster on every nation that commits it. And Adolf Hitler knew that by seeking to preserve his race, he was preserving the creation of God. Because if we believe in creation, we have to understand that God is the author of race. And when we look at history like Israel Zangwill, well, on my main Christigenia site, I have videos that I stole from YouTube. One is of Barbara Lerner Specter, who's sitting in Sweden and demanding on Swedish television that Sweden has to accept Muslim immigrants. They have to accept multiculturalism. European nations can no longer be monolithically white, and they have to become race mixed. And that's the operation
that
of the Jew.
Yes,
that's
the
operation of the Jew.
Unbelievable. I was so irritated after I watched that. Amazing. I hope that our listeners will watch that.
They did it here in America. They did it 100 years ago here in America with the melting pot. That was the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually did it for that with the black slaves. And, mm-hmm. and they've used the black slaves against the white majority ever since. And they've manipulated the former black slaves against the white majority at the destruction to work towards the destruction of white Christendom,
mm-hmm.
which is
mm-hmm.
what the Jew has been antithetical to for 7,000 years. The Jew has been our nemesis, and this can be proven when these people are traced back through history and the Bible.
Interesting.
And the Bible is a historical book, but most people don't see it as historical because they don't understand it. They try to make it a book that fits the whole globe and all the races. That's not the context of the Bible at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've mentioned the slave culture, and of course we do know from reading, there's several good books that you can read about it, but Jewish traders were basically monopolized the slave trade into this country through the triangular trade. And then later on, they actually created the NAACP and directed it for at least 70 years. I mean, they didn't have a black person as the head of the NAACP until, I believe, it was the late 70s, and yet it started in about 1909, 1910, about the same time that they developed the ADL.
And some blacks understand this. I mean, there's a book put out by the Nation of Islam. I'm not promoting them by any means, but they do understand that they wrote a book, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews.
Yeah, there's two parts to that book. There are two books, and those books are very good.
Well, the God of the Bible is the God of segregation, and Adolf Hitler understood it. And the Jews are basically collectively what I would call Satan, which only means the adversary, right? That's all the word means. It's an adjective that means adversary. And they are the main forces behind integration the world over. By their fruits, you know that they are not the people of the Bible. If the Bible was a Jewish book, it would have been a banking manual.
How true.
I like to say that if Jesus was a Jew, he would have been doing stand-up instead of parable. The Judea and the nature of Judea is very complicated. It started out as a white Hebrew nation, and it ended up as a Canaanite, Edomite, polyglot. It's multi-ethnic district of under Rome, and the word Judean refers to the geographical region in which, according to Strabo, according to Josephus, the Edomites, the Canaanites, and Israel, a very small portion of the original Israelites, all lived in this nation, in this Roman province called Judea. And the word Jew can refer to any one of those people. But when the true Israelite Judeans adopted Christianity, they lost their identity as Judeans. And so they were never called Jews.
Okay.
That these people that we know as Jews are Edomites and Canaanites who usurped the Judean culture and religion, just like we see Jews in America today, in England and France 200 years ago. In Germany in the 1900s, they adopted an identity as Englishmen and Americans and Germans.
Mm-hmm.
And they've corrupted what England stood for. They've corrupted what Germany was. They've corrupted what America is. And they did the same thing to Judea 2,200 years ago.
Interesting. Well, you know, if we could just get people to look at the history for the last 100 years, they would learn much. But, of course, the educational system does not teach accurate history. It teaches what they want us to believe in. And many people just accept it on face value and never question, as you have done and as most of our listeners have done. We have a very astute listening audience, and they're very
sharp. Well, more and more people, I believe, are questioning, and they have to arrive to the truth, and hopefully they won't go to the people that that simply run cover for the international Jew.
Right.
Because those people are repeating Jewish lies and Jewish fables.
And
I wrote an article.
Part of the truth movement, the so-called truth movement.
Yes, and I wrote an article last week that even Rents linked to, and it did very well for that. It's called The Right Foreign Foe, and I'm not the first one to do this, but this gentleman in Norway, this savage idiot in Norway who shot all of his fellow countrymen, he's not far right. He's faux right. He is, Zionism is not conservatism. I like to call them zeocons, right? Because they're the Jews who will preserve the great lie in Palestine that these people are God's people returning to this land, which is a huge lie. That's all they're looking to conserve. They are pro-Israel in no matter what nation they are, and therefore they can't be conservatives in any nation but Israel. A true conservative is a nationalist who would protect his countrymen at any cost. True
and yet they vilified that word also.
Nationalist
is a bad word.
It's a bad word to the Jew. And Christians read the Jewish media and they believe this garbage. And it's the Jewish media, I don't care if it's the New York Times or the Jerusalem Post or Newsweek or USA Today, it is all based on the philosophy and worldview of the Jew. So nationalism to the Jew is evil, so nationalism must be evil. Well, nationalism should never be evil to the Christian because the Christian supreme commandment is to love your brother. That's what nationalism is.
Right. And they've always been organized. They organize, and since they own the media, they also owned a lot of the communication systems. And so even as early as 1860, they had what is called the Alliance Israelite Universelle. And the Sassoons and the Rothschilds and the Montefiores and Goldschmidts were communicating on a daily basis, while the rest of us were just didn't have that benefit.
And they were pushing that there's no doubt to me in a study of history, and Nesta Webster is a great one to learn a lot of this from, even though I don't even think she had the whole picture. She had a great deal of it. That they communicate to each other through their religion, through their synagogues. There's no other way, and they have a good deal of influence over the Masonic lodges, but there's no other way for them to distribute this information as rapidly as they do except through their synagogues. And they become very effective because the Jew is the object of the Jew's religion, the Jew believes his religion. To the Jew, there is no afterlife. The Jew is... that they claim to have for their heritage the Pharisees of Judea, when in reality the Sadducees are actually the forerunners of their religion. And the Sadducees rejected everything spiritual. They only accepted the economic and the physical materials of this world. And they only accepted physical rewards as legitimate rewards in this world, since they didn't see an afterlife. They rejected any notion of the afterlife. The Sadducees are the forerunners of the Jewish progressives, and we have them among us today in great numbers. Well, these people, their only religion is materialism, and they've sold it to us, and we should reject materialism because there is a greater reward with our God in the afterlife. The Saxon has always believed that. The Saxons believed that. The Germanic peoples believed that long before they were Christianized because their origin is in Mesopotamia. If you really look at the beliefs of our race for the last 5,000 years and everything that we do have recorded, whether it be in classical Greek, in Akkadian, in Rome, in Germany, it's all congruent to the beliefs of the Hebrew Bible. It's just couched in different terms.
Okay, interesting. Now, how do the Khazars fit into this?
Well, the Khazars are a mixed race. They've been a mixed race. I believe that the original Khazars were a white Adamic, as I like to call them, or Aryan people. But the Khazars were converted by the Edomites, who were driven, basically, that they were driven from the Byzantine Empire when the Byzantine Empire adopted Christianity officially and excoriated the Jew from society. Many of these Edomite Jews traveled into Arabia, and that was the, it was actually them who founded Islam. Muhammad was half a Jew, it's highly likely, and had all Jewish scribes.
All righty. Bill, we do have to take a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org.
All righty, welcome back. My guest today is William Fink. And I mentioned that the ADL started in 1913, but I think that there were seeds of the ADL in John 7:13. What do you think, Bill?
Well, absolutely. And I like to say that the ADL is the public relations firm for the world's oldest crime ring. That there is no doubt in my mind. That's what they are. That they're a religious organization, which belongs to a secret society, which is Beniferous, right? That's a secret society. It's a Masonic society. And here we have a religious organization which belongs to a Masonic society training law enforcement on religion in this country.
Yes, I read that, that they have actually sent Israelis over here to train our police force.
So how could our police force not be pro-Jewish and anti-Christian? It's the inevitable result. And John wrote about fear of the Jews, and that's exactly what Christ and his disciples had then, and it's what we have to deal with now, because the Jew wants to destroy everything Christian. The Jew wants the Jewish Talmud gives the Jew license to the entire world and all of its wealth. The Jew perverts interpretations of the Old Testament and applies it to himself where it does not belong where those promises are not made to the Edomites and Canaanites, which are who the Jews actually are. And the Jew has organized misinterpretations of Scripture and a lack of understanding of history among Christians while it's laying right in the pages of the New Testament, right out in the open, and right in the pages of Josephus and Strabo, right out in the open, the truth is just laying there, and Christians never see it because Christians don't read. Well, the Jew has taken advantage of this and organized this religion of Zionism, which basically is Jewish supremacy. It's Jewish racism and Jewish supremacy. And Christians who are told at home that it's evil to be racist are supporting Jewish racism and Jewish supremacy the world over.
Right. Well, basically, the left is directed by the Marxist Jews, and the right is directed by the Zionist Jews.
There are rumblings on the left about the treatment of the Palestinians, and these people have empathy for these Palestinians because they're so liberal, and thus we have Anders Breivik, who killed a lot of pro-Palestinian Norwegians, and the far-right nationalists get blamed for it. And the Jew has the best of both worlds. He sends his enemies, who are becoming anti-Zionist, a clear signal that they're not going to permit that, and then real nationalists get blamed for it.
Right. You know, it's amazing to me. It is always amazing to me that people who claim to be Christian could tolerate the murder, the warfare. I just do not understand how any real Christian could go to war without realizing who they're fighting for or what they're fighting for.
They've been propagandized. They've been propagandized, and the propaganda started over 100 years ago.
Right.
One popular Bible and study Bible, and all throughout American Protestantism, is the Scofield Reference Bible. And Scofield was a member of the Lotus Club, along with Samuel Untermeyer. And Scofield was financed by the same Samuel Untermeyer who had declared war, the war of Jewry against the German people. That same Samuel Untermeyer funded Cyrus Scofield and the creation of a Christian Bible that supported Zionism fully.
Okay, Bill, we do have to take our 1 minute top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
The next round of...
This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and my guest today is William Fink. His website is mk.christogenia, and that's christogenia.org. And it is linked on the radio schedule page. And we've been talking about the influence that a certain ethnic group has upon not just America, but the entire world. And of course, there are some countries that are opposing that influence. And, of course, those are the ones that the media is targeting now for war and has been for at least 4 or 5 years.
The Tsar of Russia tried to protect Russia from the Jew, and look at what they did to him. Kaiser Wilhelm tried to compete with the Jews, and look at what they did to him. They destroyed Germany in World War One, so that the British Jews could eliminate German competition in world trade.
Right.
The Tsar of Russia would not have a central bank. He refused to allow the Jews to take control of the Russian economy. And the Wall Street Jews, Jacob Schiff and Bernard Baruch, financed the destruction of the Tsar of Russia. The Soviet Union was a creation of the Rothschild bankers and the New York bankers. There's much historical evidence of that.
Absolutely.
And the proof is in the pudding. When the Soviet Union dissolved, it could be far proven. It has been long established that Lenin was a Jew, Trotsky was a Jew. Almost all of the, and I have a book written by a Russian, I think his name is Andrew Dikey, D-I-K-Y, on my website, my Mein Kampf Project website, that illustrates that the original proletariat, Bolshevik proletariat, was almost all Jewish, and that all of the officers of the Soviet Union were Jews.
Mm-hmm. The first country to outlaw anti-Semitism was Russia.
Yes. Well, yes, because the Jews always devour the hosts to placate them. There's
mm-hmm.
no doubt. And America and England are being devoured now by the hosts that have placated them. The parasite always turns on its host.
Wow.
It's inevitable. It's always happened. That's the Jew is international. He has no national allegiances except to himself and his compatriots.
Mm-hmm.
I call them compatriots because they're not even properly patriots.
That's true. I mean, a Jewish person might live in America, but that does not make them American. Or they might live in France, but that doesn't. They have no allegiance. They just have allegiance to each other, or to the state of Israel.
And that's it. And they take advantage of the left-right paradigm, but they don't care about it. That they could be neocons today and Bolsheviks again tomorrow.
Right.
And they
have. You can look at some people. You know, I can't think of his name, but, the neocons. I mean, formerly they were Trotskyites.
Yes, they were all Trotskyites. They were all Bolsheviks. They were all communists, and now all of a sudden they're neocons. And,
right.
And not one of them is conservative unless he wants to hold on to his own money and not be taxed. Some of them are fiscal conservatives. They have no understanding of true conservatism, which is nationalism. Conservative is a word that's highly abused, right?
Absolutely.
If you want to be a conservative in America, to me, that means somebody who wants to conserve the nation as it was founded. And that goes, I mean, I would be considered Attila the Hun to most Republicans, that because the Constitution left a nation to its founders and their progeny.
Right.
And that doesn't leave room for anybody else except the descendants of the founders and the people they represented.
Okay, William, we do have to go to a break. We will be right back, and then we'll take some calls.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
My friends, my guest today is William Fink. And you mentioned before that the Jews are really very destructive. And I've been doing a lot of studying lately on the Manhattan Project. And the whole project was basically what started in Manhattan. And they had about 10 different facilities there. Including Columbia University, which is has another interesting history, and of course that's where Obama allegedly went, and so it's just interesting to piece all of this together and to recognize what they are behind. I mean, when you think of the atomic bomb and all the other destruction, and then find out who was behind it, think, oh gosh, there seems to be a pattern here. Bill, let's take a phone call or two, okay?
Sure.
All righty, let's take E.T. from New Mexico. Welcome to the program, E.T.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, William. I'm a nobody. I've got no special titles. I'm just an average skeptic, okay? And in America, though, we need to convince people of their slavery. And then we need to have a good old-fashioned slave rebellion.
Well, it's right. We are slaves, and people don't understand it because they're told by the propagandists that they're free. The Jewish idea of freedom is actually the freedom to be a pervert. Sexual liberation, that's the Jewish idea of freedom. Walking down Fifth Avenue in a G-string, that's the Jewish idea of freedom. Our people have ceased being educated and the concepts of liberty that this nation was actually founded on. They have no idea. It was an economic liberty and a liberty from tyranny. And now we've fallen under tyranny. I like to say that that Jeffersonian liberalism held the ideal that a God-fearing Christian nation could govern itself and should therefore be free of the tyranny of either church or monarch. Jewish liberalism has taken God out of the nation and imposed the tyranny that the church and the monarchies of the past would love to have.
Profound.
We ceased to be a God-fearing people, and we've allowed ourselves to become slaves to these tyrants. And it's part of our punishment.
Okay, thank you. That was my only comment.
Thanks, E.T. Okay, let's take Paul in New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Will.
Hi.
Listen, for one,
Europeans are heavily atheistic, so I don't really think you're going to be able to sell a Christian approach towards what I consider this evolutionary in-group, out-group competition, where the Europeans are our in-group and the Jews are the out-group and are basically our political enemies. So for me, it's I see it as, and I'm an agnostic, I don't see trying to resuscitate Christianity as viable for many people. And also intellectually, because I think many of the Gentile founders and others, like Thomas Paine, who handily dispenses with Christian notions in his book, The Age of Reason. And then you have other people like Bertrand Russell. There's other more modern atheists like George Smith, who wrote an excellent book called Atheism, The Case Against God. So in my opinion, I don't think the you know, founding your anti-Semitism on and at the same time believing in a Jewish God is viable. And so I think the alternative that I put out there is to make Charles Darwin an excellent founder, because he was a Gentile. He's not from the Middle East. He was from England. And he was the one who brought the truth of evolutionary theory. You know, and again, in a modern scientific world where most people believe in evolution in Europe, Christianity is just not going to sell intellectually. So that's why I just say, why resuscitate it? Let it die on the vine. And if you need anti-Semitism, which I believe we do, as a means for in-group, out-group, you know, like competition, Darwinism does a fine job of that.
No, it doesn't, because most people that embrace Darwinism are hypocrites. They're hypocrites because they believe in social programs that help the needy. If you really believe in Darwinism, you believe in survival of the fittest, which Darwinism described, and you let the needy die.
That would be true, although not in your own ethnic genetic group. You wouldn't do that, although you could do that later. Don't forget, you need that in your genetic group if you follow Dawkins' theory and the selfish gene, or Frank Salter.
History, Christianity is the only defense against Judaism.
Well,
Christianity protected Europe from Judaism for 1,000 years until the De Medici bankers bought the papacy.
Well, I think Nazism basically did an excellent explanation, and they were basically, you may say they were Christians, I contend they were mostly agnostics. And David Irving, in his book on Hitler's War, he has quotes of Hitler very critical of Christianity. So,
well, David Irving, in his book Hitler's War, just simply repeated a whole lot of British propaganda about Adolf Hitler. And if you read Adolf Hitler's speeches, and you could go to derfuhrer.org and read them all,
mm-hmm.
Hitler was absolutely a Christian and not simply a patronizing Christian.
Well,
if you understood Christianity, you would understand that Christian principles concerning sacrifice for one's brethren, sacrifice for the nation, the uplifting of your lowly brethren, Christian principles are woven throughout Adolf Hitler's philosophies on governance.
But
I don't think you know what real Christianity is. You may know what Judeo-Christianity is. You call the God of the Bible a Jewish God, and that's simply a lie,
because
the Jews are not the authors of the Bible.
Yeah, but I just did research in the Bible, and the Bible says that Mary was Jewish. It says it plainly in the Bible, and so I'm not going to.
Read the Bible in Greek, and I don't see the word Jewish in the Bible at all.
Well, it's listed in the New Testament about, I believe, 96 times.
Where does the word Jewish first appear in the Bible?
I think it's in the Second Kings.
Right, Second Kings,
okay.
Chapter 16.
Okay.
That's about halfway through the Old Testament.
All right, so that proves my familiarity with the Bible, but.
This isn't going anywhere.
No, but let me just point out, though, that what you just said before is that much of what the Christian approach, like you said, mimics evolutionary group strategy. You know, you said how, Christianity fights for their kinsmen, right? Which, by the way, I don't believe at all anyway, since Paul took the Christianity and made it universal.
No, he did not. That's a lie.
Yes, he did.
Paul did not
make
it universal.
Oh, yeah.
No, he did not. No, he didn't.
I'm sorry,
he did not.
Well, anyway, the way most churches act today, they're all
That's the way the Judaized churches see it.
Right.
But that's not the truth. That doesn't make it truth.
And that's why I'm saying, since you're a Christian, you got to take all these arguments into your churches. But, however, I think the easiest path is with the evolutionists. And the evolutionists are more...
Well, evolution's a lie. Tell me
how
evolution ever happened.
Oh, please.
That's a joke.
Well, according to you.
Okay. Hey, Paul. Thank you for calling. Right. Appreciate it. Okay, let's take Shelley from Texas. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna and William. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hi. Oh, my goodness. Let me laugh at two of the comments that you said, William. If Jews' idea of freedom is walking down the street in a G-string,
yeah,
and if Jesus was alive, he'd be doing stand-up comedy instead of delivering parables if he were Jewish, exactly.
Right.
Well, I have no clue about that, but I'm open-minded about whether or not Jesus was a Jew.
Well, the original Judeans were white. They were absolutely white, and Greek culture and Hebrew culture are one and the same. I could go to great lengths, and I've gone to great lengths on my website to prove that Greek culture and Hebrew culture are the same culture. The tribes of the Greeks, there were several major tribes that came to be known as Hellenes. But the Dorians and the Danans are Hebrews by blood. The Ionians
now,
are not.
Now, Hebrews, is that Jewish to me?
No, Hebrew is not Jewish.
It's,
people that we know as Jews are a corruption of the ancient Roman province known as Judea.
And they are
Edomites and Canaanites.
Okay.
And they absconded the Hebrew Bible and the Hebrew scriptures and claimed it as their own. Christ told them that they were really the synagogue of Satan. They were the assembly of the enemies or the adversaries of God. And they've proven that all through history at every turn.
Okay, well, I do have, a question to Deanna, and, you know, I'll probably just re-listen to this, but it was maybe you can remember, Seeds of ADL and John. I wrote down 3017, but there is no
317. 317.
317. Okay, well, that didn't seem to
Well, that was 713.
Either.
I'm sorry.
Or 713.
Oh, okay. Hang on just a second. Okay. And also, I came across your site, probably within last year, and listened to a lot of the audios. Wonderful. I think I came across it because of looking up Mein Kampf audio. But it really is a very, you've got some very good audios. I've got a question about slavery. Both of you had mentioned that. There is a recent lecture by Matt Johnson. Do you know who he is?
No, I'm afraid.
Johnson is, Dr. Johnson. He has the Orthodox Nationalist on the Voice of Reason radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, he recently gave a lecture on Khazaria and said that because the Khazar economy was based on slavery, that is in large part why they adopted Judaism, because the Talmud supported Judaism.
Shelly, hang on.
I've got a few more questions.
We do have to go to a break, and we'll be right back, so we'll take your question after the break. Stay tuned.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is William Fink, and Shelley from Texas had another comment.
The question about slavery, why the Khazarian Empire adopted slavery, right? Do you agree with that? Also, in this lecture, he agreed with you. And to be perfectly honest, I've always thought that the Muslim faith was divinely ordained. But he also mentioned that there was ample historical evidence that the Muslim faith was established by Jews. So if you could address that slavery. And also, have you studied the Byzantine Empire and the Jews? And another question I had is, some people believe that Protestantism was a creation of the Jews to divide the power and unity of the Roman Catholic Church.
What do you think?
I can't really speak specifically about slavery and Khazaria, except that slavery was a fact of life which all of the ancient empires were based on.
Right.
Rome had tremendous amounts of slaves. The Greeks recognized and the practice of slavery and kept slaves. There were slaves all over first century Greek lands. The Hebrews both kept slaves and were slaves, and so were all of the ancient cultures. That the slavery goes back to 3000 BC in ancient Mesopotamia in the Sumerian inscriptions.
Oh, I know it's not limited to the Khazar Empire, but...
Well, right. So I really can't... Why they accepted Judaism, that this story is repeated by Jews as to why the Khazars accepted Judaism, and I can't substantiate those either. I mean, long before Arthur Koestler wrote. Arthur Koestler, everybody loves to point to Arthur Koestler as the great discoverer of the Khazar identity of most Jews, but actually a Jew named Heinrich Gretz, and I have read a lot of his work, he wrote that whole story in the 1840s in 6 volumes, History of the Jewish People. That now Heinrich Gretz explains the conversion of the Khazar nation to Judaism, and that's over 100 years before Koestler, right? Well, this definitely happened. Its results are inevitable in history, And that enabled what I believe were Aryan Khazars originally to not only race mix with the Edomites and create the Khazars of today, the Ashkenazi Jew, but also the Turks. The Turks were originally, by all accounts, called the Uyghurs or Uyghurs. It's U-I-G-H-U-R-S. Mm. And were Oriental or Mongol in nature, and or maybe even Chinese originally. And the further west they moved, the whiter they became until they got to Turkey, right? And a lot of Turks probably don't have any of that original stock in them because they subjugated so many peoples along the way. But the Khazar Empire was both, well, it was all three. It was Judaic, Khazar, and Turkish in its makeup.
Composition,
and it lasted 400 years.
Mixed, Okay, well, thank you.
It's been mixed, and it's always been mixed.
Yeah.
And it's evil. Race mixing is evil in the eyes of God. It's a destruction of his creation. That could be established all throughout the Bible, New Testament, and Old, once you understand the meanings of certain Greek terms. Now, as for your question about the Byzantines and the Jews, I've read a lot of the a lot of the original literature, such as Procopius and other historians like him, that the Justinian made life miserable for the Jews. And Theodosius I and Theodosius II before Justinian, and they actually set the stage for the excoriation of the Jews from society.
Hmm. Interesting.
Now,
and many of those ended up in Khazaria, correct?
Yes, and many of them ended up in Arabia and the northern coast of Africa, where they were pushed to the outside of Christian society because it became unlawful for them to hold any governmental positions, which really hurts their revenue stream, right?
And
it also became unlawful for them to loan money at interest, which kills the other half of their revenue stream. And it became unlawful for them to hold Christian slaves.
The
Roman Catholics, even though I fully believe as a Christian, and I consider myself to be a true biblical Christian, As I said, I read Koine Greek, and I've translated the New Testament, and I believe I understand what it says in the terms of the time because I've also read many of the extant histories, right? From that period. To me, the Roman Catholic Church was founded in error, but it was also foreseen by God. And for 1,000 years, the Roman Catholic Church did keep the Jew out of Christian society for the most part, where the Jews that were in Europe existed as non-citizens and as basically property of the king.
Hmm. Very interesting, interesting perspective. A lot to think about. I thank you both so
thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you, Shelley.
All right,
now,
bye-bye.
I want to answer your last question as to Muhammad being a Jew. The historian, the great historian of the fall of Rome, Gibbon, actually states that Muhammad's mother came from Jewish stock. And there's a church historian named William Alzog who wrote, I believe his first name was William. Alzog had written a history of the church in the 1800s, and he also states that Muhammad's genetic background was Jewish.
Interesting.
All righty.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. We're going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors with our guest today, William Pink.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663.
Welcome back. My guest today is William Fink, and we have a bunch of callers. Let's take Brian in Ohio. Brian, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Dana. Bill, how are you?
Hello.
I wanted to point out that, you know, these people that are promoting agnosticism, secularism, humanism, and claiming that Germany was full of secularists and humanists and atheists, if that had been the case, then Germany would have gotten along wonderfully well with the Soviet Union instead of making a stand against Soviet aggression. There wouldn't have been a war between Germany and the Soviet Union if Germany had turned its back on Christianity and gone down the atheist road.
Well, right, and the Jews would have gotten along just fine with Hitler, and he probably would have had a central bank, too, because Christianity and the defense of his race wouldn't really matter.
And, exactly.
And the evolutionists, if they want to believe that we evolved from the other races, that then the barriers are broken down, that there is no distinction in the creation of God, and we may as well mix ourselves with the other races because, after all, we'll just evolve back to ourselves, right?
Exactly. So when their daughter brings home a Negro, they can't complain.
Right. And history has proven that to be our detriment again and again. That we have a whole string of broken empires that are broken due to race mixing in our past. And Egypt and Persia and Greece are the full proof of that. They lie in the ashes of their former selves. They become nothing but treasure fields for museum archaeologists to load their shelves with. That's all they've become.
Absolutely.
And they were the greatest cultures on Earth when they flourished.
And people who look at the geographical land of Palestine today and think that the Khazars or the Edomites are the Jews of the old because they're the people who are living there now, well, in 400 years, we may wonder who's going to be living in North America. That doesn't mean that the North American civilization will have been founded by whoever's living here.
Well, evolution is a religion. Mm-hmm. There's no evidence that one species ever evolved or morphed itself into another species. I could demonstrate from Greek classics that the idea behind Darwin's evolution is as old as Diodorus Siculus. It's from the first century B.C., and it's older than that. And it's not a science. It's a religion. It's never been observed. Therefore, it's never been seen. And what is faith but a belief in things not seen?
And it sounds like a form of sorcery to be blind.
Well, it's not possible. It's not possible that we could have emerged from the primordial ooze, as Carl Sagan would assert, and into something, and into a thinking and cognizant race. It's just not possible.
Absolutely. Right. And I just wanted to suggest that people listen to the series we did, Germany and the Jewish Problem, so they can understand just how thoroughly dominated Weimar Germany was by the Jews and realize that the Soviet Union was built up and financed by the same Jews who built up and financed Japan to weaken Tsarist Russia. They built up the Soviet Union to come into all those Eastern European countries, Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary, to put down all the anti-Semitic movements that had emerged in the 20s.
Right. All righty. Thank you so much, Brian, for your phone call.
Thank you.
Let's take David in San Francisco.
How are you, Dan? And is it William?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't be more disappointed with your show. I'm an all-American mutt. I'm happy to be it, and I'm glad that America was founded on united you stand, divided you fall. And so when I listened to this, and I realized that Germany had only had a republic, they had been so cowardly, the French had beat them to revolution. The Germans were the cowards who sat there with a Kaiser for, you know, an extra 100 and so years. And so they couldn't draw up their nerve and get their own independence. And so when they finally got rid of the Kaiser after World War One, you know, we had to kick his ass in order to give them freedom. And so now you are out here claiming that, and Hitler was claiming that they are really a master race and they didn't need some old republic. They didn't need freedom because they're really a master race. Well, that's an interesting kind of scam. And
well, it seems to me that everything you're saying is actually contrary to real history.
Did they have a republic early? Tell me when they had a republic. No, this Hitler was a part of the super rich, the right wing. I shouldn't even call it right wing. They were just a bunch of thugs and murderers who were trying to kill the German Republic. They couldn't stand freedom. They couldn't stand having the little guy get a piece of reality. And
have
they wanted
to crush
him. Have
you heard all your history from USA Today?
What's that?
Have you read anything but USA Today?
I don't even read joke material. I read real material. And the whole
where are you getting this stuff from?
Well, my great-great-great-great-grandpappy signed the Declaration of Independence, so I read a lot of interesting stuff. But the whole idea of basic freedom, I mean, when did the Weimar Republic start?
Is basic freedom given half of your salary to the government in taxes every month?
I don't mind paying taxes if I have honest government.
You don't mind paying taxes?
If I have honest government. If I have a bunch of liars in government, then I'm going to get them out of there, right? And I generally am fairly successful at doing
so what
it. But I'm not a coward like a whole
that?
Bunch 70%, of other people.
70%, 80%, 90%. How much of your salary must the government take before you're a slave? Let me note it.
You're making a false argument there. Because
no, not the 1950s. The average income tax paid by the average American family wasn't even 5%.
You know, if you go to Utah, they were getting 1.5% interest, too. So, you know, you're false on a whole lot of different levels.
I want to know from you when you become a slave. What percentage of your pay?
You're a liar, and you're creating a false argument. Germany was a brand new republic. Hitler tied up with the people who tried to get it back. Hitler tied himself with the Kaiser's old people who were creating a new disguise for themselves. And they were trying to crush the brand new republic, and so they flattered the people into saying they were a master race, and they flattered them into thinking that they were so special that they didn't need a united, you stand, divided.
Well, where does Hitler say that the Germans are a master race? Let me hear this. I want the citation.
Well, the whole Mein Kampf is laid out.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I've had copies for that for
30 years.
Yeah, but have you read
the man? Your whole scam is based on the idea that the Germans were so proud and noble that they didn't need to band together to have United just stand divided.
But they did. Haven't you ever seen the big parade grounds? Haven't you seen the people grouped together?
Oh, yeah, and I know how that was put together with hyperinflation. The only way that the average German could get in a wage increase to keep up with inflation was to kiss Nazi ass.
No.
That's just a lie. You're totally brainwashed.
Hitler created a security state, and anybody that kissed his ass would get daily cost of living. The only way they could get cost of living was to kiss his ass.
You know, thanks for your call, but I don't think we're going to get anywhere arguing about this because I don't think you've been reading some accurate history here. So thank you for your call. Do you have a comment, William?
I'm sorry. I'm being rude. I said David in San Francisco. That's all I had to hear. That's a horrible combination.
Okay. Let's take Dick from Alberta. Dick, welcome to the program. Is Dick with us? Dick in Alberta?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Deanna. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Thanks, Bill, for sending me that email that you'd be on today.
Well, thanks for listening.
I really appreciate your show. I've been listening to it, and, boy, some of these here fellas, they really are way off the topic, aren't they? They have
well,
not
Well, I don't
been...
know where he got his information from. It's contrary.
I don't know either. I mean, if you think about it, I lived in Europe for many years when I was with the military. And I have seen, even back in the 1970s, I could see repercussions of the good things that Hitler brought about. Like the Volkswagen. Volkswagen was one. The Autobahn system was superior to any other highway system in the world. And he brought that about. You know, it just really gets me that some of these people are not waking up. But some people, I think, are waking up. And thanks to Deanna, your show here.
Well, let me say that we don't have to do anything to the Jews, right? We don't have to harm the Jews. I would never think of harming the Jews. But if we lived without their usury system, which the Bible tells us is evil, and if we lived without the pornography they produce, without the smut they produce from Nashville and Hollywood all the time, and that's what Adolf Hitler did. That's the way Weimar Germany was. Dr. Kurt Wiebe, Germany and the Jewish Problem, is available on my website. It's an excellent read, and to understand the Weimar years in Germany, people should read that. And there's a lot of substantiation and corroboration for it. And if people understood that Weimar Germany was everything and worse that 1960s America was, with the decadence, and we accepted it.
Absolutely.
We didn't revolt against it.
And the thing that really gets me, Bill, is this: you had there one guy talking about evolution and all that crap, eh? I mean, it just shows you that these prophecies that were laid down centuries ago are now here with us today. And evolution is just one of those points that you brought up that's older than the hills, but they're shoving it down the throats of our children in school. They contend now that evolution is a fact and nothing else can rub up against it. This is what really gets me, and they're shoving it down the throats of all the children today in schools.
As well as a lot of other things.
The odds of a chain of 19 amino acids, I think it is. It might only be 15. I think it's 19 amino acids coming together in the correct order to form the first living cell by itself. The odds are astronomically incredible. And for that same process that's never, ever been replicated by science, for that same process to happen randomly many times in order for us to have this so-called evolution, it's just impossible. It's the evolution, the idea of evolution is a religion that can be defeated on scientific grounds at every turn.
Yes.
All righty.
Deanna.
Dick, did you have another question?
And, Bill, I have a question for both of you, and I was just wondering if you were aware of, I'm talking about the situation that happened in Norway last month. I'm wondering if you were aware of what was going on the day prior to this incident that happened up in that island there off Oslo there. I got word that the day before this incident took place, that these youngsters or the youth camp that was out there on the island the day before had been photographed with placards in their hands stating to boycott Israel. Now,
that's true. I have the pictures at the Saxon Messenger.
Okay.
I borrowed them from other websites to report it on it, but I have the pictures and my interpretation of the events. I fully believe that it was an Israeli operation to send the Norwegian people a clear and strong signal about their alleged anti-Semitism.
The only problem is I didn't see it, that's all.
I have an article to write foreign foe on the Saxon Messenger.
Okay. But thanks for sending me that email, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Alex, outside of the
Hello.
House. Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'd like to say that, I think that William has, like, for example, the Edomites, they are posing as Jews. I agree with that totally. Obviously, but there are a lot of imposters as well. Like, there's a lot of organizations claiming to be Christian, which are not, Christian organizations. The Hebrew race is under dispersion. That's based on what the Bible has to say. Also, one thing that I would like William to clarify, based on the Bible, and this is in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, it clearly states that the last world empire that's going to govern the world is going to be Rome. Obviously, the Daniel tells them that it's going to be separated into what we now know as Europe. And the same synagogue of Satan that crucified Jesus, they're the same ones that said, we have no other king but Caesar. And that's still the case based on the Bible. Now, where I guess there's a lot of confusion as well, where there's a lot of deceit in the world is the Catholic Church is not Christian. Now, if we go back to the First Reich is the Holy Roman Empire. The Second Reich, that's under the Kaiser. Now, the Third Reich, that's the Vatican putting Hitler into power to try and, gain their long mission of world dominance. I mean, that's what, when we talk about internationalism or the New World Order or all this, all the globalization that's going on, I mean, it initiated in Rome, and it's still full force. The ecumenical movement is led by Rome. The first international bankers were the Knights Templars. And I have yet to read any information to counter that. I mean, those were the first international bankers. They weren't the Jews. Communism was created, lock, stock, and barrel, and perfected by the Jesuit order in the Paraguay communes. And, I mean, this is history.
I could agree with you on, but there's a lot I have to disagree with you on. Just because the Catholic Church either quietly supported, and a lot of Catholics definitely supported Adolf Hitler's rise to power, that doesn't mean the Catholic Church put him in power, and that's a stretch. The Jesuits did, however, have a great hand in all of the revolutions of Europe, especially the in the 1900s and the German revolutions of 1848 and 1872. And there's no doubt that they have been a tool of the Rothschild bankers. The bankers of the Roman Catholic Church are the Rothschilds. And that should tell you who the boss is right there. The Catholic Church is the second beast of the Revelation. There's a lot. We're getting religious here, and I don't know if that was Deanna's purpose to turn so much to religion, but there's the list of empires given by Daniel are very clearly manifested in history as the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, the Greek, and the Roman. The Roman Empire is not the fifth kingdom of Daniel, it's the fourth. Daniel's fifth kingdom is the kingdom that was set up by the in the mountain that was made without hands, and the stone cut out from the mountain without hands are the people of God, and they are the Germanic tribes that destroyed Rome. That is proven beyond doubt by anyone who takes a legitimate look at Daniel chapter 2.
Okay, we do have to cut to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All righty, welcome back. This is our last segment. My guest today has been William Fink. And when I think of the gentleman that said kicking Hitler's butt, he didn't use that word, but that's the one I choose, I think of all the rubble and the millions of homes and the destructiveness of the Allies in Germany as well as in Japan. That is not kicking somebody's butt.
Well,
that's
right. The firebombing of millions of
absolutely. That's genocide.
In non-military targets, Dresden
exactly.
was an art city, and it not only contained hundreds of thousands of German citizens, but it also contained hundreds of thousands of refugees from the east, from the war in the east, and a lot of innocent people were slaughtered at Dresden on the altar of world Judaism.
Right. Okay, we do have a couple more callers. Let's take Brad in Tennessee. Brad, welcome to the program. Brad, welcome to the program. Okay, is Brad dropped? How about Dr. Joe?
Hello, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
Okay, good. Hello, Mr. Fink. I agree with a lot what you say. That fellow David from San Francisco, that was a very interesting phone call he made over there. He basically, I think, tried to hide his true identity, myself. But again, you know, no one can confirm that. That's only a an educated guess. But if David's listening, I'm quite sure that he knew that the German army was a vanguard that prevented the Soviet Union from attacking Western Europe. And yes, the German government did have an alliance with the Vatican. The Vatican, if I can think correctly, called unquote a vanguard against communism. Now, definitely, too, communism was a Jewish creation financed largely by New York Jews. Okay? And furthermore, what a lot of people don't know, you were talking about Mein Kampf. There is a sequel to Mein Kampf that Hitler wrote. And that's, you know, quite interesting. Now, I read it, and the world that he basically wanted was, if we'll say Germany prevailed, or if there was a settlement at the end of World War II, like, if they prevailed on the Eastern Front, my view is there would have probably been a settlement. He wanted a greater Germany called Germania, and it was basically a wonderful government employing, I actually saw a program on this, over 100,000 people, providing them with good wages, benefits, pensions, and a stable currency. They went to war against Hitler because Hitler refused to work with the Rothschilds. Now, these
okay.
are a bunch of things
Dr.
we have to
Joe,
go
ahead. Thank you. We're running out of time. Wonderful
right.
comments.
Well, right. He expressed a lot of the same things I expressed, but couched it in different terms. But
yeah.
that's the truth.
Yep. Hey, William, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was very, very interesting.
Well, thank you, Deanna. And I'm sorry it was all over the map, but it's hard for me to explain that Hitler was a Christian to people without also trying to explain Christianity, because most Judeo-Christians don't understand Christianity. It's sad, but it's true.
You're right. All righty. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.